Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Apocalypse Edition!
Yes, this is definitely the end of days in Genoa City.
Yeah, so we just felt compelled to, we have to podcast about this right now.
Yeah.
It's pressing.
Yeah, and there's, well, and we had talked last time about how it seemed like we were right on the cusp of some things going down, but I had no idea
no.
it was
going to
be this dramatic.
Yeah. And I had said, finally, I foresaw something. I was like, something's going to happen to Hillary. I just know it. Well, but really, something happened to everybody. So,
but mostly to her.
Yeah. So where should we start?
Well, when we left off, Neil had just seen
things
for the first time. He had just gotten his sight back, and one of the first things he saw was Devon and Hillary in bed.
Yeah. And
you were
and
right.
I was right
you
again.
Right. While I was watching it, I was like, oh, look at Lindsay being right. Yay. Because you totally called it.
That he pretended to be blind.
And he slinked away and didn't let them know he was there.
Yeah.
So they didn't see him.
But he was like morose and angry in his fake blinddom.
Yes.
It's like Kane would be like, hey, Neil, do you need cream with your coffee? And he'd be like, who needs cream? No one needs cream.
That's right.
Well, I have cream.
Only winners get cream.
Yeah. It was like, whoa, what's your problem?
Yeah, he was really...
He was edgy.
He was edgy, and his I'm fake being blind.
Yeah. It didn't last very long,
it didn't
luckily.
Last, thank God, because it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And I think also he was kind of testing Hillary and Devon.
Oh, yeah. He gave them ample opportunities. Is there anything you want to tell me, Devon? Anything you want to get off your chest, Hillary?
Yeah.
About our marriage?
Yeah.
And she's like, no. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, she looks sort of conflicted, but...
Not enough.
Yeah, not really, I guess. I don't know. So then he puts him on a plane. Why did they all get on a plane? It was like Jill and Colin, Lily and Kane, Neil, Devon, and Hillary, right?
Yeah. Well, originally it was just supposed to be Hillary and Neil, and they were going to go to Chicago and have a wonderful St. Valentine's Day together. And then
Valentine's
Hillary freaked
Day.
Out and was like, I can't go and spend Valentine's Day with him. And so Devon's like, oh, I'll invite myself along. And I've got business there, and Kane has business there, so he should come too, and then Lily should come, and, oh, wait, let's bring Jill, and, you know, Colin, and everybody
let's just
that
make
we
it
can
a family
think of,
event.
Because then Neil can't say no,
mm-hmm.
he won't think it's weird why Devon is suddenly adding himself on to the group. All it did was make Neil even more... angry. I kept wanting him to Hulk out.
Yeah. I feel like he just... Yeah, he got, like, angrier. And so before they even got on the plane, he went to, like, the dive bar and started drinking, too.
He and Nikki have become drinking buddies, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, so
and
he
I kinda
let
wanted
it up.
Them to, you know, go and have a
quickie. I didn't think it was going to happen, but I liked that they're, like, weird... drunken rants together about how the rest of the world was against them, basically.
Right, yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that he did tell Nikki that he had his sight, and everything he knew.
Right, and for once she kept her mouth shut.
Oh my god, totally.
She didn't tell anybody.
It was amazing.
Like,
how was that even possible?
Well,
she loved
drunk.
The gossip.
She was too drunk to remember what she heard.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's like Nikki knew, but nobody else knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had been drinking, so then he's also, like, more unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're on the plane. At the same time, it's, like, at the underground, what, it's, like, Valentine's Day, and...
Nick's having his Valentine's Day party, which was so lame. He kept
so
complaining
lame.
About how, oh, it's so busy, we're just slammed here. There were, like, 8 people there.
Yeah.
It was like...
Oh, yeah.
That's slammed?
Yeah, it was not.
Huh. I wonder what your St. Patrick's Day is going to look like.
Well, I don't think it'll look like anything.
No, not anymore. But...
and then...
But it gave Nick an excuse to have Sage come in and help him.
Oh,
and there
that's
was all
true.
Kinds of double entendres.
And now Sage
with
is working
drink.
For them. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a permanent thing or if it was just a, you know, oh, you need my help. you know, you need a signature cocktail, and let me have you taste my silk panties. And was like,
oh, that was so gross.
Well,
why would
she
do that?
What was in it? Because it was like,
no.
I just recall hearing, oh, it was this and this and this. And I was like, well, those go together. That's a gross drink.
Yeah,
nasty.
I don't. All the, like, sort of flirty bantering between Sage and Nick.
It's just vomitous.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
No, not at all.
So I kind of tune out a little bit.
Yeah, that's when I do the dishes.
Yeah. So you've got people on the plane, party at the underground, and then Abby, meanwhile, invites...
Secretly.
Oh, yeah, secretly.
Secretly invites people
up to the
attic
cabin.
All the youngs went up to the cabin.
So who? Kevin.
Kevin, who's not really a young, and
he's
it's
not
bugging
that
me that
young
he's
anymore.
Part of that group now, and they're trying to force him in.
Yeah, he's
like
32.
He should be like 10 years older than those people.
Yeah, totally.
Granted, they've aged up everybody, but not that much.
No. Because Abby, I mean, she's not even old enough to drink yet. We all know that, right?
Well,
yeah,
she is
she
now.
Well, but she even said it there when, remember, they had the punch, and she was like, oh, I don't think, like, she was like, I don't drink, or I don't know, something like that. Like,
no,
because
she's on the wagon. No, she's old enough to drink, but
oh,
she's just
she?
On the wagon.
Okay.
Yeah, because she used to be drunk all the time and went into rehab for it and came back.
Oh, not
wagon.
Abby, sorry, I'm thinking Summer.
Oh,
Summer. Sorry.
Yeah, Summer should be, you know, 20s, but probably not 21.
Yeah, I was thinking she was 20. Yeah, no, I know
Austin must be, because he's a bartender.
I figured they were the same age. Yeah, you're right. He's a bartender.
No. But Kevin is significantly older than any of them and should not be hanging out with them.
Well, and Mariah, too. She would be older.
Yeah, Mariah should be...
She's like...
Kevin and Daniel's age, right?
Yeah, because she's...
Cassie was part of their
tribe. Like 10 years older than Noah. I mean, technically, I think like when she was killed, or, you know, when Cassie was killed.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're... So it's like the young people, but not really that young.
Aren't all that young, yeah.
The party crowd.
Right. And all of the men look the same except for Kevin. They're all these kind of hipster, white, slender, dark hair with lots of product in it. I mean, there were a couple of times where I had to stop and think, now wait, who is that? Is that Austin or is that
Now,
Noah?
That being said, I love Noah's hair.
Noah is the best looking of the bunch.
But then the rest of them, I'm like, oh, I don't like his hair. Even though they're all kind of similar, it's like, I don't know, there's something
it
about
it. Suits his face best.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Noah, you're in the running for best hair 2015 for
definitely.
Me.
And none of the girls have good hair.
Yeah, it's all
it's
kind
all
of the
ugly.
Same.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
So anyway, so they're up at this, like...
At the Abbott Cabin.
At the Abbott Cabin, and they're all like, wait, you got invited? You got invited? Mm-hmm. Why are we here? Yeah. And then Abby's like, oh, surprise.
I did it.
I wanted you all to commiserate Valentine's Day with me since I don't have a date.
Yeah.
And it was
kind
of like...
Which is sad.
And they were all kind of like, oh, okay. Like, why didn't you just tell us honestly? You know, it was kind of weird
and
awkward.
No, she said she was afraid they wouldn't come.
Yeah.
If she had a Valentine's Day party.
Nah, I don't know.
Which... You know, they probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
So,
I'm surprised they came for their secret invites, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, literally, there's nothing better to do. You might as well go up there.
Yeah.
Where they promptly get snowed in.
Totally. So, giant snowstorm all across Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And she made punch?
She made punch that Finn spiked.
Oh, I forgot. Fenmore was there.
Yeah, Fenmore was there. You know, one of the faceless boys.
He puts a party drug in the punch.
Yeah, he roofied the punch, which I think is really... I don't know if it's sad
it's
or...
It's just irresponsible.
But he's that guy.
He totally
would have done that.
You
know,
good call.
It makes sense that he did, but then, of course, they're all just... Well, first they all pass out.
Yeah, it's like we don't even know what happened other than they took, like, sleepy punch.
Yeah.
And everybody just wakes up. Yeah.
They slowly wake up and realize, hey, wait a minute, one of us is gone.
Yeah.
And Austin isn't there. Oh, wait, here he is on the floor behind the couch with a big dent in his head.
Basically, yeah. And nobody can remember anything.
Right. And the only thing Summer can remember hiding a big, heavy object that clearly was the thing that bashed him in the head.
Yeah, like a
but
bloody...
But she doesn't remember bashing him.
No, she just remembers hiding it.
That.
Carefully right. hiding it behind one couch cushion, like, as if
oh,
it
yeah.
would never be found.
Never again. It's a black hole.
Yeah.
It's the
and
couch
so,
that leads to Narnia.
Then we're kind of, like, going through their random...
memories and things.
And,
yeah.
like, trying to piece it together. It was, I mean, yeah. that... All the other stuff I'm really enjoying. This is just like, oh, I hate this. It sucks.
Well, it's... Yeah, it's like, okay, they're trying to make it a... What happened? It's a... Oh, that Hitchcock
it?
Movie. Where the body keeps getting lost. Whatever happened to Harry?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and it's about...
The body keeps getting lost?
The body keeps getting lost. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's not where the people put it, and then they go back, and it's like, oh, it's not there.
Well, okay.
So, kind of idea.
Noah's girlfriend, Courtney, the police mm-hmm. officer, is
right.
there, right?
Yes, and she got there last.
Remember how, like, when she started in the show, she was, like, an undercover detective, and
mm-hmm.
now she's, like, back to being, like, a beat cop?
Yeah.
Which doesn't really make a lot of sense, but whatever.
Yeah, she wasn't very good undercover.
And then as soon as it happens, she's like, nobody touched anything.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
a crime
in, yeah,
scene.
She's in CSI mode.
Yeah, but then there's no cell reception, and
mm-hmm.
there's, like, a giant storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just kind of, like, leave his body there
which
as they
was.
Fight amongst each other,
yeah.
which was weird.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so strange that they all immediately began accusing each other
mm-hmm.
of murder
yeah.
when...
He could have fallen.
There are so many possibilities.
So many
and the fact that, like, oh, if they're truly, like, good friends, shouldn't they, like, feel safe enough to not, like, pass out and be bludgeoned to death
right.
in their
yeah.
presence?
One would think.
So she's like, don't touch anything, don't touch anything. And then
mm-hmm.
Summer has that weird memory. And then they're like, oh, my God, Summer killed him.
Yeah.
Nobody has any questions about that. They all
no,
just go, oh, my God,
boom,
Summer
done.
Killed him.
It's solved. Yay.
Yeah. And so then they decide in... What, if for Summer's sake,
mm-hmm.
they'd all fake the crime scene
mm-hmm.
and say he fell outside on a rock.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And they move his body outside. And I, but what I loved was Courtney was like, don't touch this. Oh, don't touch that. It's a crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put this in a bag.
Yeah.
But then, like, hello, they moved 50 a
dead seconds
body.
Later. Yeah, they're like, now we have to make sure no one can tell we moved it. It's like, no, just by moving it.
Yes.
A good, you know, criminologist would be able to tell.
Yeah, the body has been moved.
Yeah. Oh, what was it that Kevin said? You know, well, make sure that you don't drag it, because then they'll be able to tell. And I was like, that's not why they're going to be able
no,
to tell.
No, there was so much just, like, poor, I don't know, wannabe fake crime scene.
Yeah, it was not well done.
It was terrible. I was like, I don't know.
We could set up so much better
oh,
of a fake
totally,
crime scene.
Right? Yeah.
So much better.
Anyway. So, if nothing else, couldn't they have just left his body and hidden
and
the
just,
murder weapon?
Well, and just said, you know, that he passed out and he hit his head on the way down.
Yeah.
Done. Boom.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So they take him outside.
They leave his body outside. And that was just even more
that seemed
morbid.
Really, yeah, that seemed really...
strange. Like, it's like Summer's
disrespectful.
Husband. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to fake it, and we're going to drag his body outside. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
One, two, three, into the snow.
Yeah.
it's
totally
no.
like that.
Yeah.
And then finally they get cell service back, and the police are coming,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But it's like it gets cut off in the middle, and so it made it sound like he... they hadn't reported that there was a murder
right.
yet,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. That
so
people
then,
were just coming up to check on them because of the storm.
Yeah. And so then when the police officer finally shows up, like, oh, you said you needed some help?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, didn't you see the body out there? Or I don't know. Like,
yeah. Yeah. First, I kind of missed part of that, but
and
basically they all
his
go
body's
outside
gone.
And the body's gone.
Yeah.
And there's no
where did it go?
Sign of it being dragged away by a wolf or
yeah.
Bigfoot or anything. So
apparently no blood in the snow either,
mm-hmm.
even though his
no.
head was like smashed open.
Yeah.
So many questions.
So many questions. What happened? And we haven't
stupid.
Seen him since.
No.
He's been gone, but we have seen...
No, but then Paul reported that they found his body. Now, we still have not seen it.
See, right.
We still
so,
don't know officially...
And it was in a ravine?
Yeah, like
okay.
he... No, it was in a car.
It was in a car.
Remember,
okay.
they said... So then they go back to town, and
mm-hmm.
they're all nervous and weird, and Paul's like, what's going on with you guys? Yeah. And they're like, we're just really worried. And but I thought it was funny because Paul's like, why are you so worried? And I thought that they legitimately could be worried. Like, he went out into the snow. We haven't seen him in 24 hours. Yeah. Where did he go?
Where is he?
Paul's like, you seem abnormally worried.
Oh, you know, there's 12 inches of, you know, feet of snow in Wisconsin and our friend is gone. Never mind. We're fine.
Yeah. So then Paul says, oh, no, we found him. Mm-hmm. And Summer goes back up there, maybe with Noah, or I can't even remember who she went with.
Yeah, I think Noah.
She goes back up there, and it's not Austin.
Right.
It's Kyle. The new Kyle.
New Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a body.
It's not a body.
I mean, it's alive. It's live Kyle with no marks on him.
Yeah. Hanging out in the snow.
Yeah.
Weird, lurky Kyle. Okay.
Yeah.
Strange.
But there had been a point earlier where
they thought somebody was watching
them. And so, and then there was a later flashback of Kyle's, of himself looking through the window.
Yes, that's true.
So,
and we weren't sure if he was just disturbed by what he was seeing happening in the cabin, or if he was, like, being creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. My vote is for creepy.
And then also, Abby had these memories.
Mm-hmm.
They basically constructed this whole thing where Austin and Abby have been having an affair.
They're making out.
Like, not one time, but, like,
multiple times. And Mariah
figured
saw
it
them.
Yeah.
And saw them making out at the cabin.
So, I just don't buy that.
What, Summer and, or Abby and
Austin?
Yeah, no, it didn't ring true at all.
It's like
since when?
Yeah, I feel like Summer and Austin have been so disgustingly schmoopy that all of us are like, oh, stop. Like, when are they ever apart?
Yeah.
When could he ever have been able to do that?
The only time we've seen him kissing anyone else, it was Mariah.
Yeah, and it was like, Mariah was the one who did it, right? Yeah, it wasn't even a big deal.
So, yeah, that whole twist is ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense. But I think that they heard our cries of pain about Summer and Austin being the worst couple in the history of couples.
Yeah.
And they were like, we gotta get rid of
anyone else is better.
Something else. Let's just pop this one open right now.
Well, and they have to be very careful. And I was having a hard time with it, figuring out who was related to whom.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, there were a couple points where it was like, oh, you know, Abby and Noah would make a real...
I know, right?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Cross that out, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
There's so much intermingling of genetic codes with those people.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. I think Kevin is fully separated. He's no Abbott or Newman.
Mm-mm.
And
Fenmore.
But Fenmore and Kevin can't hook up.
Right.
And then Courtney. She's just kind of, she's always kind of in the...
She's a featured player. She's not a regular.
Yeah. Even though I like her, I feel like she should get more action.
I feel like her haircut is totally inconsistent with her role as a cop, though.
Yeah,
that hair
totally
is not
is.
Cop hair.
No, it's very glamorous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, so then it's like, after she goes back up there and it's Kyle, Summer goes up, sees it's Kyle, like, oh, Kyle, what are you doing here? That's weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Summer totally has Kyle's back. Like, oh, he's so normal.
Yeah.
Nothing is weird at all. He was just there.
He just happened to be there.
Everybody else is like, this is strange.
That's weird.
And then Kevin and Mariah, right? Or I don't know. Mm-hmm. They kind of go snooping around Kyle's car.
Yeah, and they found a bloody towel in the car.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Kevin couldn't really, or Kyle couldn't really explain.
But I almost felt like he didn't even have to.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
I mean, we all have bloody towels in the car. It doesn't. Come on.
I don't know. I just felt like if Kevin and Mariah really thought it was truly some evidence, well, maybe the police should have been called.
Right. Or maybe give it to them instead of hiding it in your
coat
pocket.
Putting it, yeah.
Without even putting it in a Ziploc bag. I mean, come on.
Seriously.
These are basic techniques, people.
So then they go back into town. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were just traveling back and forth up that highway road. They go back into town, and Paul, he says, oh, we found Austin's body. He was behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
It went off the side of the road. He's dead. And so we haven't seen the body. We've just heard this report.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
So, okay.
Whose car? I don't know.
Car, and is it? How do they know it's Austin? And
yeah. The whole thing is
sketchy.
Reeks of inaccuracies.
Continuity is not a strong suit in this particular storyline.
Is this like one of the interns wrote this part?
Yeah.
They were like, let's just hand it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to say about that one?
No.
Okay. So then what should we talk about?
Let's go back to everyone's on the plane going to Chicago.
Definitely.
And because planes cannot be trusted, plane goes down. But not before Neil.
Basically, he tells everybody, they're all on the plane, they're all having a good time, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden Neil goes and, like, opens a bottle of whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I know everything.
I can read the label.
Yeah. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then Lily's pissed because basically she finds out Kane knows.
Yeah.
And
I mean, she's like
Jill's mentally pissed. Yeah, like seriously, like divorce pissed.
Yeah, like throw Kane out the window of the plane.
Yeah. And Jill's upset because she finds out Colin is known
also
and was
it.
Like
and
trying
was
to like embezzle.
Blackmail,
right? But then, right when everything sort of explodes on the plane, then, the plane crashes.
Well, wait. Right before,
the suitcase!
They're sitting there, and Neil pulls out this mysterious steel suitcase that I really want one.
Yeah.
just to carry around and have people think, ooh, she's somebody. She has a mysterious steel suitcase. So, he's like, all the answers are right here. So, it's like, ooh, is it a bomb? Is it a gun? Is it, you know, what is it? Well, we don't find out because the plane crashes.
Yeah.
The next thing we see is...
So I have to say on that, once the plane has crashed, because, like, we don't really see the plane crash. Right.
Which I'm thankful for, because I don't like to fly.
Yeah. And so, on one hand, like, I'm obsessed with plane crashes, you know, but I'm also obsessed with Lost.
Right.
And I feel like I teach the first 10 minutes of the first episode of Lost in my classroom every year, so I feel like I know that scene really well.
Oh, sure.
And, like, somebody in, like, the writer's department was like, oh, we should rip off Lost a little bit.
Let's just recreate that.
Because they have Kane, like, wake up on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know where he is. It's quite... I mean, basically, it wasn't, like, shot or anything, but it was, like, somebody's crappy version of,
crappy,
like,
homage.
Lost. Yeah. And I was like... I don't think I like that.
Except for snow instead of sand.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so then he finally, like, comes across all the wreckage because he has no clue where anybody is.
Right.
So it's kind of from Kane's perspective in the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Which I thought was an interesting.
Well, and the opening shot, you know, really took a long time. So it's like, oh, is he dead? Wait, he moved. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
And they kind of did that as they came across every character. It's like, oh, is she dead?
Yeah.
No, she's not dead.
They're alive.
Is he dead? No, he's alive.
Yeah.
So pretty much everyone is alive except for the pilot.
Naturally.
Who we never saw to begin with.
No.
And Lily is missing.
Uh-huh.
So and Hillary is trapped under a wing or something?
Some giant piece of metal has trapped her into the snow.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kane is going around searching for Lily, but he eventually finds her.
Yeah.
I don't even know where she was.
I didn't
but
really pay attention then.
It took a while to find her.
Yeah.
Nobody's, like, truly injured other than Hillary.
Right.
Everybody's able to, like, walk around.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, though, that they spent, like, two nights there, right?
Yeah.
In the snow. And they didn't, like, go in to the cabin of the plane?
Yeah, that didn't make
sense.
Like,
where there might be shelter?
Right. And why they didn't, you know, bank up that fire. There was fire right there for them to use.
Yeah.
And they could have gotten warm and dry, and they just kind of...
No, like, Hillary was, like, I don't know, 60 feet from the fire?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, keep her warm, keep her warm.
I'm like, yeah, put her in the fire.
Yeah.
Bring some fire closer to her.
I don't know. It just, there were so many stupid things, like... I don't know. But I did like how angry Neil was about everything.
Yeah.
And then, was it Jill and Colin where they found the suitcase and they kind of went, oh my God, it's a suitcase. Yeah. What was in it?
Yeah.
At that point, I guess I didn't even care anymore because the plane crash seemed like a big deal. But
well, and I wanted to know, was there something in the suitcase that caused the plane crash?
Okay, I did kind of wonder that.
I know.
But then,
and that's a throwback to Lost.
So then, yes, yeah, totally true, right? Did they open the suitcase?
They opened it, and it was full of mementos of Hillary's and Neil's life together, and Neil adopting Devon, and their life together. And
what was he going to do with that? Just, like, basically throw
ripped
it in
them
their
apart
face?
In front of them, and that would really, really burn them.
Oh,
busted.
God.
Yeah, it was super dumb.
Yeah.
Very poor use of the steel suitcase.
Like, why did you need a steel suitcase?
Right.
Why
yeah.
don't not just a manila envelope?
Right. Exactly.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there'd be a gun.
Yeah, at least something interesting.
A vial of acid. I don't
Some
know.
Some more roofie.
Yeah.
Something interesting
yeah.
as opposed to a trip down memory lane.
It's
like,
I know.
Gee whiz.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Lily is... furious.
Oh,
Kane.
Lily is just, like, over the moon pissed off. And
yeah.
it's kind of funny to watch, because
yeah.
it's just, like... And I kind of agree with her.
I'm with Lily on this
I'm with
one,
Lily
I have
on this
to say.
One. She, you know, she specifically has told him...
How, yeah, how many times
anything,
in the past has he
anything
lied?
Is fine.
Just
don't lie to
yeah.
me.
Yes.
And she asked him a couple of times before this. I know you're keeping a secret from me. What is it?
Yeah, she gave him the opportunity.
And he's just like, no, I have to protect you. It's like, no, you're being a dick.
Yeah.
And you're protecting yourself. And so she, you know, I think she would be right to just divorce the hell out of him.
Yeah, and I don't see that coming.
I don't
but
either.
I,
they don't reconcile.
Yeah, I know. But I do feel like they're a tired couple. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
I'm done with them. I mean, I've been done with them for a while.
Yeah.
But...
Lily could use a refresh.
Yes.
A new man.
Yes.
I don't know. Tyler, he needs to come back.
Yeah, Tyler was good.
He's single.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Hillary's like, I thought Hillary was going to die for
I thought
sure.
Hillary was going to die, and then I thought, no, she's not going to die. She's going to be paralyzed. No, she is going to die, but then
thought,
we'll find out that she's pregnant.
Oh.
Or had been pregnant.
I was thinking she'd be blind.
No, because no one would believe it.
Too obvious.
Yeah, they'd be waving their hand in front of her face all the time.
So, it was kind of sad, though, you know, like, the sort of Devon and Neil traded, like, being at her side.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly Devon.
Mostly Devon.
I think Neil kind of hung back. And then they decided somebody needed to go get help. And Devon
right.
was insistent it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that Jill made some comment about, like... How is he going to get help in his, like, designer loafers
right.
through the snow? Which was
yeah.
a good point.
Yeah, good point.
And he found a map, and he was ready to go,
mm-hmm.
and then, like,
his
turned his back for a
minute,
second.
His 45-minute goodbye to Hillary.
Yeah.
In
I'll
that
come
amount
back.
Of time, Neil goes and comes back with help.
Yeah, I know.
Basically.
But I loved how Neil, it's like, he left. It was full Donner party at that
yeah.
moment, where, like, Neil goes in his... You know, a little coat,
mm-hmm.
trudging through the snow,
mm-hmm.
and
with his little airplane blanket.
And we're clear that, like, he's not going to make it anywhere.
No.
Right? And he has all these memories of, like, Hillary, and...
Oh, that's right, the flashback day.
And then he
that.
Thinks about Lily, too,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the only thing he said that kept him going, but
yeah.
then somehow, like, search and rescue came across him.
Right.
He, in my opinion, he'd given up.
Yeah.
He
oh,
just
yeah. He
laid
was,
down
he was
in
ready
the snow.
To, yeah, he was ready to just say, you know what, screw this.
But
I'm
search
done.
And rescue found him,
mm-hmm.
and he brought them back 20 feet.
Right. right.
And I like...
They're on the other side of that tree.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody was like, oh my God, Neil brought help. Neil brought help. Oh, Neil saved our lives. And I was like, not
no.
really. I kind of
Another
feel like...
Another 5 minutes and they would have been found anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Neil is, like, using that. It's like, oh, I saved your lives.
Yeah, even though you were so mean to me.
Yeah. I don't know. And so then Hillary is whisked to the hospital.
Where she's in the hospital. Have they said anything about what's wrong with her?
No.
Her?
No.
She just got a, you know.
I'm not clear.
Her.
But
okay.
I would say she doesn't even have a scratch on her face.
No, her face looks fantastic.
Yeah, right?
Even her makeup has not smudged.
No, she looks good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, they just haven't explained what happened, like, waist down.
She
other than
tired.
Just being pinned, I guess.
She's flat.
She's flat. flat.
She's flat Stanley from the waist down.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so while she's in the hospital, you know, Neil's like, yeah, you're on my insurance, bitch. I gotta go fill out forms. Screw you. It's like, okay, yeah, go Neil. Good for you.
That's funny.
And Devon's been by her side the whole time. You know,
mm-hmm.
Baby, I love you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we'll get through this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then at one point, Lily came in when Devon was gone.
Yeah.
It was just the two of them, and she was just like, that nose was to nose serious. With her, and I was like, yeah.
That was a very intense moment.
Hit her!
Who's gonna win?
Yeah,
and
that pretty face isn't gonna
Lily,
stay pretty.
Yeah,
oh, Lily totally would have won. But she just said mean things and called her a bitch and then left.
Yeah, like, she basically, I think, gave her a very stern warning, like,
mm-hmm.
you better get out of town.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna kill you.
Right.
And I
with
kind
my
of
bear.
Feel
and
like
I would believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't Lily worry. Has Lily ever been to jail? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So maybe it's her turn.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it's like Neil comes in and he's all pious Neil.
Yeah.
And Hillary has a different look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like something we haven't seen for like a year. And she basically says, there's something I got to tell you. And he's like, don't apologize anymore. I don't need to hear it. And she's like, no, I've planned this whole thing from the very beginning. I seduced your son. I knew this would send you back to the bottle. I've been waiting to ruin your life. And I'm just like, I was like, no, I can't believe it. What? Like, it blew me away. And then Devon was kind of, like, creepy listening at
yeah.
the door, and he heard the whole thing, too.
Yeah.
And after she's gone on and on, basically, like, taken all of Neil's thunder, which
mm-hmm.
was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Devon comes in, and he's like, I don't believe it. Like, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of gives
she
him the same speech, too.
Yeah.
yeah. She was cruel.
She was really
cold.
Mean. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't believe her, though. I think she is. She did fall for her own con.
I think so, because then after they both left...
Mm-hmm.
yeah, to go like
at a moment.
Yeah, they were crushed. Then
yeah.
it was like somebody turned the lights off, and I feel like she was like in the darkness alone,
mm-hmm.
like thinking of Devon.
Yeah,
and she, I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know where that's going. But
yeah, no, I think it'll go to the place. Well, and some people have been talking about. Well, she just did that so that Devon could be, you know, friends with. Neil,
yeah, repair their
you know, that it wasn't Devon's fault, and it was Hillary's way of repairing their relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And I think that if she stays around much longer, Devon's going to come back and say, no, you really do love me, and I know you do, and she'll cave and say, oh, you're right. I didn't mean to fall in love with
or
you.
Or maybe when she realizes she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, like, this is one time, truly one time, where I feel like I am not able to predict what is going on.
Yeah.
Because back in December, I was like, oh, I'm over this Hillary and
mm-hmm.
Neil thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of
yeah.
over.
Now she's interesting.
Yeah, it's like they keep making it new.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they're giving her some new ones and stuff.
So I can say, like, oh, she'll be pregnant, but.
Yeah, I don't think she's
going to
be pregnant, but I think eventually.
So you think she's here to stay?
I think she's here to stay.
Okay. She's pretty good.
Yeah. I like her. Yeah. I like her when she and Lily fight. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I hate Lily.
I've kind of liked Lily once the plane crashed.
Yeah, once the plane crashed. She, you know.
I think that's the thing is that she, a lot of times she's so, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
and
yeah.
And
this was a moment where, like, she got angry. And
she mean.
And she had like a wound on her head.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There were
yeah.
just things where I was like, see, you're not so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost more
that's
fun.
That's more fun.
Yeah.
yeah. It's more interesting to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And then so Lily kicked Kane out.
Mm-hmm.
He's staying at the club.
Yeah. Which I've never understood that dynamic of, you know, I hate you. You did horrible things to me. You get out.
Like
you,
you
have
think
to,
she should
you
leave?
Have to leave. Yeah. If she's not happy, she should leave. Why didn't she?
Because
well,
she's the mother. Oh, well, because that'd be a pain, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm not
yeah,
a mom.
Yeah,
but
it's a pain, but it just seems
wouldn't
like...
Wouldn't that uproot the children?
So what?
See, I think he should be out. See, he screwed it up.
He
you
screwed
go somewhere
it up,
else.
But she's the one who's pissed off. He's willing to reconcile. He he's saying it's not my fault.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
he's
my
in
fault.
The doghouse.
Yeah, he's in the doghouse, but it just, I've never understood the I hate you, get out.
Hmm.
It always seems like I hate you, I'm leaving is better.
Hmm.
Keep the power, man.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
Just me. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you think they'll reconcile then?
Yeah.
All right.
Although I do wish that they would split forever.
Yeah.
So that each of them can have a new
something else.
Partner.
Yeah.
Anybody else.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to see Kane with Lauren.
Oh.
After
they're like way too far apart in age, you don't think?
Doesn't matter. No, I think I really want Lauren to be a cougar. I want her to just,
well,
know,
she's done it before.
Yeah, so revert to type.
I was thinking Kane and Sage might match.
Gross.
I know, then they can just
anybody
sort of be off to the side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody for Kane, but I can think of a few people for
Lily.
And I would. I was just thinking the other day, where the hell is Daniel? Daniel needs
to
come back.
I was thinking about that, too. It was like, just the fact that they didn't, you know, hire someone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
When new Phyllis came back.
Uh-huh.
You would think that they would have somebody show up and not just, oh yeah, Daniel called to say, I'm glad you're awake.
It's all about Daniel called. Daniel called. And I was thinking with the whole apocalypse thing, you know, like he should make an appearance.
At least make an appearance.
So, I don't know.
And if they brought in a new Daniel, I'd be fine with that. Because I was never keen on the old one.
No, I want the old Daniel.
Well, and Lucy will be, what, 17 or 18 by now?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, so, all right.
Okay.
So that's the whole plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about the underground?
Yeah, let's talk about the underground. And their lame-ass party.
Yeah, so the lame-ass party's happening. And
everyone's there. Pretty much.
Yeah, that's why it was lame.
Yeah.
Because
it just doesn't seem to me that that's someplace that Nikki and Victor would go for Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, no. But I think they were there because Nick invited them, no?
Yeah, probably.
I guess I got that impression.
Yeah.
And then Jack was there with Phyllis.
Right. And again, why were they there? Why didn't they have one of Jack's big schmoopy,
I don't know,
Valentine's Day dinners together?
And yeah.
Heart-shaped pizza.
I don't know.
Cupcakes. You know, that just seems more the style. But okay,
Mrs.
fine.
Mrs. Martinez probably should have put
she
together
had the day
a
off.
Yeah. And
this
then
her one day off a year.
Nick
Valentine's
and Sage
day.
Were doing their kind of thing. Ugh. And they went in, like, what, the power went out? Or
something? Power went out, and they, Nick was going to teach her how to change a fuse.
Like, I know.
Well, and previously there had been, you know, Austin got fired/quit because he hadn't told Nick that the building inspector had kept coming.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, the building inspector had
come
like 3 times.
Oh, is that where he screwed up and they got in a big fight?
Yeah, and they got in a big fight.
I was confused about that.
Yeah, and Nick was saying to Austin, well, since you're my, you know, daughter's husband, I'm going to give you a break. And Austin,
but he called him a lot of things, like he was incompetent.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
it
Nick
was
like really
mean.
Yeah,
he was really
to
hard
him.
On him, but I'm not going to fire you. And Austin's just like, screw you, I quit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this anymore.
And Summer, of course, because she was always with Austin, it's like she was there. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, Dad, no, Austin, no.
Yeah. Fix it, Daddy.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's right.
So we knew that there was something wrong with the building,
but we didn't know.
And
what.
Nick had made arrangements. It's like, you know, come in the day after, come in on the 15th, mm-hmm. and you know you can do your inspection then.
Mm-hmm.
Day too late.
So they're in like a janitor's closet or something where the fuse box
where the fuse
is, boxes, right?
And they flick the fuse and it goes back on, and it's not a big deal at all.
And then. Who else was there?
Well, Kelly showed up.
Oh, that's right.
In what I thought was a cute little wraparound pink dress.
Sure.
It was okay.
Desperate.
Cute. Well, she's always been desperate.
Yeah.
So, you know. Her clothes really, really
so,
define where she's at emotionally at any one point.
Yeah, that's true. Refresh me. Did Phyllis leave early? Or... Because she was there.
No, Phyllis was there, and Jack and Avery have decided that since Phyllis is going to go on trial for trying to kill
The poison tea.
They're trying to prove that it's not her fault because she's crazy from the drugs.
Okay.
That Victor had given to her to bring her out of the coma.
Okay.
So Avery told Jack, it's like, look, you need to provoke her in public. You need to have her flip her lid in public so that people can see
that Phyllis is
nuts.
I totally didn't catch that part.
And so Nick, or...
what a terrible, mean, manipulative plan.
But it's to keep her from going to jail.
I don't know.
Still. That was, it's with good intentions.
Yeah.
So they do, and Phyllis freaks out.
Yeah.
And says, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah.
And, you know, how dare you do this to me? I figured out what you were doing. And Victor was by her side the whole time. So,
yeah.
You know, don't let them make a fool out of you.
Yeah.
And they did this on purpose because they want you to be seen as insane and blah, blah, blah. So she's like, okay, I'm out of here.
Uh-huh.
And so...
did she physically exit the building?
Yes.
Okay.
So she exited the building.
I liked Phyllis's dress.
I like Phyllis's dress too.
Like a red
cute.
One shoulder thing. And
yeah.
She's got nice shoulders.
Yeah, she does.
She looked good.
She has a fine physique.
Yeah.
She left. And Jack suddenly had this like total change of face expression. And it was weird. And he's like, come on, Kelly. And brings her into the supply closet and just...
like, nails her in the closet.
Right in the closet. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
so what's your explanation for that?
I think Jack has something wrong with him. That
okay.
he's, like, having personality disorder or something. Because now he doesn't remember...
You want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
So...
he's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I think I cracked the code on this one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Okay. I can see that. You're looking very smug right now.
Ashley was all Twitter earlier in the week because somebody had stolen that perfume that she made that was like basically
the pheromone stuff.
Yeah, that basically made people like, you know, that's why she and Stitch hooked up, right?
Yeah.
Like, and she thought Victor stole it, but Victor insisted he never stole it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelly stole it. Or she got it in her hand somehow, and so she was wearing it, and that's why...
she saw Phyllis leave.
Yeah, that's how she just got Jack completely under her spell. Does that make sense?
It does. I don't think that's what happened. I don't agree.
Okay. It's got to do something with that perfume.
That could be. I mean, because Kelly was like no holds bar.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, because she's just been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah, no, but it was, even for her, it seemed a bit extreme.
Really? I feel like they're pushing her more and more and more to crazier.
Yeah,
that
could be.
Every day.
Yeah.
Because, like, if this had happened 2 months ago, I would have been like, what's up with her? But now it just seems like she's so desperate,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh my God, Kelly, stop showing up.
Yeah.
Stop. I mean, Jack has flat out been like, Jack has been like, it is over, don't talk to me. And then, had that weird thing where, like, screw in the closet, and then he's like, he doesn't even
And then
remember.
He was done, and he, well, he, then he was done, and he's like, okay, yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah, and he goes out, and he, like, leaves the closet, and he's still, like, tucking in his shirt.
And runs into Ashley.
Ashley sees what happened, and she's like, oh my God, you're a disgusting pig.
And he's like, yeah, I've turned a new leaf now that Phyllis is gone, and, you know, I get to be myself.
Yeah.
Which is, that's why I thought, it was like, oh, okay. He's Jekyll and hiding.
I think that there's
something.
Because
when Stitch and Ashley hooked up, they both remembered it. There wasn't any memory loss. That's the part that's making me think.
I know,
that,
I thought about that too.
That, you know, it's not.
But I feel
know,
like
which
she's
Jack
been
are you talking
it,
to?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe there was a higher dose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something.
He drank it instead of. Put it on his
poison
skin.
Tea.
Right.
So
there's definitely something weird going on with Jack.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, basically at that point, it's like,
well, so then,
but
Phyllis,
then Phyllis
came
comes back.
Back. Yeah, and I think Phyllis came back to just, you know, rail at them both again and say, "How dare you do this to me?"
Yeah,
and, you know, Avery, you're supposed to be, you know, I know I fired you, but
yeah, and then Kelly leaves.
Yeah.
Because she got what she wanted, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's when things...
And that's when the lights went out again, and the whole place came crumbling down.
Yeah. So it's like you got the plane crash and the crumbling, like, mm-hmm. all at once.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody's sort of, like, buried in the rubble in mm-hmm. different parts.
Right. With different people.
Okay, so I'm trying to put this together. Dylan was with Sharon. Is that right?
No, Sharon wasn't there.
No, but I mean...
Oh, earlier.
At their house?
Yeah.
Because then, remember, Dylan came
right.
in
yeah.
to, like, be,
to
I
help
don't know,
you.
Team America and
yeah.
gonna save everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so they're buried in the rubble. Mm-hmm.
Some people
know.
Get out and then go back in to help.
Because...
So Nick gets out and
I loved,
goes back in.
I loved that Paul... It all made sense. Paul remembered that the coffee house has a generator, and the whole town
oh,
is the apocalypse, right?
Right?
We were always wondering, like, what is this Christmas miracle at the
yeah,
coffee
okay.
house,
it's
right?
because they had their own generator.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, no miracle at all.
Well, but no, but remember, I feel like Dylan had said, no, I don't have a generator at that whole Christmas miracle thing, and that's
yeah,
why it was
a that's
miracle.
That's why it was a miracle.
But then
right.
now, it's like, Paul's like, no,
so
I remember.
That gave him the idea to go get a generator.
Yeah, maybe. But Paul was like, oh, I just remembered that this is the one place that's going to have power in the entire town. So this is our headquarters. And he made
coffee
that basically like, yeah, apocalypse headquarters.
Right.
And Dylan rolls in with
mm-hmm.
Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, what are you guys doing here? And Paul's like, you know,
headquarters
disaster
yeah.
center. And then
right.
Dylan is freaking out like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm going to go save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't remember in what order they made it out. Nick got out early.
Nick got out early, but then kept going back in. Phyllis and Nikki got out fairly early.
Because they finally, like, Nick was... Because
they were banging
going,
on pipes.
It was hilarious how Nick and Dylan, like, were in no hard hats. I mean, they're,
no,
like,
no
crawling through rubble.
No protective gear at all.
There's, like, loose wires
mm-hmm.
and, like, dust everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they even have, like, the search people there with
yeah.
their all their gear on.
Yeah.
And Nick's like, step aside.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in. This is my place.
It didn't even make any sense.
Well, it was...
And who
know,
would allow that?
No one.
Oh, my gosh. Like, oh, so bad. So
well,
bad.
Well, Nick is clearly the chief of the... volunteer search and rescue brigade or something, because they all
when,
stood back and said, yeah, fine, you go right ahead.
And when Nick wasn't, Dylan was. It
right.
was like between the two of them, they, yeah, they were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but, and Nick was just like freaking out, like, oh, my parents are in
mm-hmm.
there, I have to find them, da da da. Anyway, so we finally, and then remember, while they're still buried in the rubble, Jack
mm-hmm.
has like a heart attack or something.
Right, Jack start, and it's Nikki and Victor and Phyllis and Jack
yeah.
are all buried in the same air pocket or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
and then Jack, doesn't he have something on top of him? Doesn't he have an airplane wing or
something?
Something?
Yeah, he's sort of like he and Hillary.
Yeah,
are,
he and Hillary are parallels.
Yeah. And so Victor performs CPR and
again,
basically
the worst possible CPR. It was just like,
so
how
true.
Many people are going to die now in real life because they think that's how to do CPR.
Yeah, but he saves Jack's
life.
Saves
Jack.
And Jack looked bad. I
yeah,
mean, he
Jack
looked,
was really bad.
I almost wondered there for a while. I was
I know,
like, oh my gosh, is Jack going to make
it? I know, that's
it?
What I thought. And I thought, no, we would have heard something.
Yeah, but...
You know? But while Jack, after he recovered a little bit, he's like, I need to tell you something about Adam.
Oh, that's right.
Adam is, and then he would pass out.
Yeah.
And he couldn't say it all. Or else, or
Adam,
someone else.
Adam.
Yeah, more stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, God, could you be more gay for Adam? Please. It was just
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. And so anyway, Nick finally gets in there. And so they kind of let the women out first,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, things crash down again.
Right.
And Jack and Victor are left in the rubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved, so they're back at the coffee house, and Nikki is, like, covered in ash or
did
whatever.
Did she look like a Smurf to you?
No.
Yes.
A Smurf?
Yes. Her ash was so blue-tinted.
Oh, I don't know.
That she looked like a Smurf for a couple of days.
Oh, I didn't
it
even think about
so
it.
So funny. And maybe it's just my TV is kind of starting to go,
mm-hmm.
but it was just like, whoa, Smurf Nikki.
I mean,
cool.
She definitely looked like old and tired
and
like, I mean, they really, I feel
yeah,
like
they did her up.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And she was just like on edge constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Victor's in there.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and Nick kept going back, and she'd be like, bring Victor back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. And so Victor and Jack have a lot of, like, sort of alone time.
Alone time, but not enough that Jack could ever tell him.
Yeah, he was
that
more like
Adam was alive.
Yeah, Victor kind of more tended to Jack, I suppose.
Yeah.
So then there's like a second collapse, right?
Right.
And they're yeah. Paul's basically like either dead.
Yeah, screw this.
There's probably no recovery gonna happen, you know. And Nikki is like, what? Are you kidding me? Like,
it's
no.
been 10 minutes yeah. and you're calling it off.
Go back. So I don't even remember what happened, but somehow they
got out.
They recovered Jack, remember? Mm-hmm. And then they take him straight to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows where Victor is. Nobody knows where Victor
is. Victor was missing for a couple days.
And then they all go, like, everybody's back at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole family's there, and they're
all sad.
Sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Victor, like, walks in all in a dusty suit.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody's like, where have you been? He's like, oh, I took a cab.
Yeah.
What? And they're like, you need to go to the hospital. Where have you been?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
he's like,
I'm fine.
Yeah. Forgetting, again, that he's a heart transplant guy.
He's Colleen's heart.
I mean, really? You're just going to ignore that. Okay. All right. But they do actually send him to the
hospital.
Yeah,
so then they finally make him go. But then it was hilarious because they said, oh, well, you know, there's so many injuries that you have to share a room. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I built this hospital.
Yeah.
And I kind of agreed with him
I
on that level.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, no, sorry, you're not going to get your own room. And mm-hmm. then he and Jack end up being
roommates. Which, again, was just like, no way.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. because Jack's in a paper backless gown in bed, hooked up to every monitor possible.
Yeah.
And Victor's just sprawled out of the bed in silk pajamas and a robe.
Yeah.
I said, yes. Exactly right.
Oh my gosh, they were so funny. But it was like they kind of came to a truce where they were like, let's get along from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they shook hands or anything, but
no, I don't think so.
There was at least like an agreement to
just
not be so
relaxed.
But I feel like they've made that truce before.
Yeah, I think it's just while they're in the hospital. And as soon as they're out of the hospital, then gloves go back on.
So here, it was another question that I had. Okay, so they had to share a room. Hillary had a big old room all by herself, right?
Different hospital?
No, it was the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of wondered about that too. And maybe it was just a first come, first serve kind of thing. or that you had to be roomed with someone who was in the same calamity that you were in and no one else.
Two old dudes with heart problems. It's just
yeah,
easier for the doctor. So, I don't know. Then what?
Yeah, that was kind of that for the underground.
Yeah.
For right now. One of the bartenders who we've never seen died.
Oh.
We know that.
See,
and
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, Nick was sad. Because
he helped
find the body. And,
he was a good kid.
Guy. And, yeah. And we're like, oh, is it someone interesting? Oh, no. Okay, never
mind. It's a no-namer.
Who cares? Yeah.
Leaves a job opening.
Yeah.
Although the underground is
truly underground.
Truly underground. It's by a rebel.
Yeah.
So I was thinking then, was the underground not a successful set? Did they just want to get rid of it?
I think that they just want to get rid of it.
Yeah,
they're like, this is not working at all.
Okay. It wasn't working
and
for
me. And we can't get rid of it. We found out we can't get rid of Crimson Lights.
No, that
we tried that and it didn't work.
It's like a little beacon of, I don't know, some sort of protective bubble.
Yeah.
Somebody cast a spell on it earlier.
Definitely. It's protected space.
Yeah. But the whole rest of the town is rebels, so I was like, well, they should just redo the development anyway. Bring mm-hmm. Joe back in and
there
redevelop,
you go.
Right?
You know, actually, that does make sense.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Maybe that'll happen, because we know Joe's staying.
God was like, I wanted that development to happen.
That's right.
We could do this the easy way or the hard way. Okay, so let's talk about, let's do the burning apartment then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, traveling back to
Valentine's Day
again.
And Adam and Sage agree that they're in a loveless marriage, and so Sage goes to the underground to have a good time, and Adam stays home to look at Chelsea's door.
Yeah, with a bottle of wine,
mm-hmm.
and he knocks on her door, and he says, I think he must know that Billy's not there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he knocks on the door and he says, hey, my Valentine's Day is going to be cold and sterile. Mm-hmm. But that's no reason that this bottle of wine should go to waste. You and Billy should share it. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, Billy's not here. And he's like, oh, well, just take the wine anyway. And she's like, well, let's drink it together. Which yeah. I thought was sort of inappropriate.
Really inappropriate.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. That's asking for, you know.
I mean, if I was Billy and I
can't wait
in,
for I can't wait for Billy to come home. That was such a nice gesture.
Yeah.
You know, what a nice thing to do.
Yeah, that was totally weird. Like, pre-gaming with somebody else
for
Valentine's Day?
No.
So anyway.
You don't take another man's bottle of wine
right.
Valentine's Day.
So they're, like, drinking and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And
getting close.
Yeah. And then they realized that there was smoke coming
from somewhere. I'm not even sure how that fire got started or why.
Yeah. Okay. No, but, yeah, I don't think it ever got covered. But in the hallway, there was a lot of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically said, you know, you grab the baby, Billy's baby,
mm-hmm.
Katie.
Johnny.
Oh, was it Johnny?
I think it was Johnny.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was a boy. You grab Johnny.
I'll grab Connor.
Yeah.
And meet you outside.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So she makes it down.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Easy peasy.
Yeah, and she's like, where is he?
Yeah.
Then does he come down with Connor?
Well, eventually, because first he goes out in the hall. And
because he had to go upstairs to get Connor, where she just sort of rushed out the door with Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he goes out into the hall and there's too much smoke.
Yeah.
And so he goes back into the apartment and is like, I don't know what to do. And then suddenly Billy was there. I don't remember how Billy got there.
I think when she got down there with Johnny, Billy showed up.
Oh, right. Okay.
And all the fire trucks are all down there again.
They just let the unprotected, untrained...
Yeah, go into the burning building.
Right.
So Billy rushes up.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up there and immediately passes out from smoke inhalation.
Right, that's right.
Right? But then Adam...
So Adam, if either drags him in or notices that he's there and he's like, okay, I got to get Connor out of here first. I'm coming back for you.
Yeah, so he brings Connor down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he couldn't 2 minutes earlier.
Right.
Just kind of weird. But okay. Yeah. And then he rushes back inside to go get Billy. And Billy's passed out on the ground. But Adam makes a few comments like, now we're even.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Oh, I'm Adam. Right. Yeah. I don't know. He basically like gave it away.
Yeah. He gave it away, but not enough that even Billy could figure it out.
Yeah. 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 And so then he drags Billy to safety. And I just, I love all the firemen who are like down.
Standing around doing nothing.
Yeah, they were just like, let's turn on the siren.
Yeah, let's watch the fire. Pretty, pretty glow.
And so anyway, Adam basically saves the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
with no smoke inhalation damage.
No, he was
to
fine.
Anybody.
But I loved that Billy was so incompetent that he got up there and just passed out. And then Adam like rushed in and out.
Yeah.
He has a career as a firefighter.
Yeah, clearly. Well, I think Billy had, you know, inhaled enough of the smoke that cleared the way for Adam to get out and to be able to come back in.
Yeah. But they did, once they were all safely down there, like the paramedics were like, they grabbed Adam like, hey, I don't know, we got
to
check you out.
Yeah.
And they like took off his shirt or something and
his shirt
paramedic was like,
nice like, bullet wound.
Yes.
Well, that's inappropriate.
I know.
God. Wow,
and
that's
Adam
quite
like,
a hysterectomy scar you got there, ma'am. Did it hurt?
I know.
Like,
he was so cavalier about it.
Yeah.
And Billy was kind of watching too, like, oh, what the hell?
Look,
he's got bullet
shot.
Wounds.
There's more to this Gabriel than we gave him credit for.
So then, like, the next night, they're back. Chelsea and Billy are, like, back in... Oh, no, they're not in the apartment because
the building's all burned down.
Moved into Jack's place
right.
for the time being.
Yes.
And Billy is just too suspicious. He just can't handle the fact that some other alpha male saved the day.
Right.
He just can't get over it. And he's like, well, what do you think that bullet wound is about? And she's like, oh, my God, you're being a little paranoid.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I think Billy is kind of right. Because Adam is lurking all the time.
Yeah, he's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, Sage and Adam go to the club mm-hmm. to get a room. There is no room.
Right.
And Kane is sort of rude to them about it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I liked how Adam was like, a place this big, how can you not have a room available? Mm-hmm. I'm like, is it that big? Because I got the sense that there were like 7 rooms.
Right.
I thought it was like a boutique hotel.
It's not the Hilton.
Yeah. And so there's no room for them. And I knew what he was, I mean, right? So he goes and he knocks on.
Oh, we have nowhere to stay.
Yeah, where are we going to go? And so.
Out in the cold.
He goes and knocks on Jack's door, like, because Billy and Chelsea are there. Is that right?
No, somehow they all managed to be in the same room at the same time.
And,
he was checking on Connor or something.
Oh, maybe.
I can't quite remember.
Because Adam had said, oh, no, it looks like there's nowhere for us to stay, mm-hmm. so we're going to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And Billy was like, no, just stay with
stay
us.
Stay here. Keep your friends close and your enemies
closer.
So, for once, Billy's done something kind of smart.
I guess. I don't know. It's. But I also feel like Chelsea was, she was surprised, but mm-hmm. she was like, is there enough room? I'm like, hello, what do you, is there enough
it's
room?
It's the Abbott Manor.
Yes.
Of course there's enough room. I just think it's too bad he didn't check with Mrs. Martinez first.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, oh, by the way, we have 2 new guests and they have no clothes.
Yeah.
Or possessions.
Yeah.
So make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
Roll with a big A on it.
True. Yeah. So they're all bunking
together.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for them and the mm-hmm. apartment.
So then Sharon?
Let's talk about Sharon.
Okay, so I wasn't fully clear on what happened, but the snow came.
The snow came, and Sharon and Faith were having Valentine's Day at home
mm-hmm.
because Nick had to work.
Over at the ranch, yeah.
Yeah.
But they got in the car to go somewhere. Why? Where were they going to go?
That part I don't know.
Okay, well, either way, she crashes the car.
Yeah. She can't drive in the snow because she grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's likely.
Well, it was a big storm, right? Everybody
True.
Was snowed
yeah.
in
yeah.
somewhere. And
can we just take a second to think about what kind of car would Sharon drive?
Oh, in my head, I was picturing a silver Mercedes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. Or something
in the Lexus-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so she crashes the car, and she and Faith have to walk back to the ranch
right.
in the snow.
Yeah.
And Sharon is freaking out.
Yes.
Like, telling Faith, don't tell Daddy, don't tell Daddy.
Right.
Because...
Even though that is the one time when she could get away with
Right,
because
there's snow.
The car. Yeah.
I thought it was totally fair. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, this weather was terrible. We were just trying to get home
it's
and
legit.
Get safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so she basically convinces Faith, no, we need to go back to the car and move mm-hmm. the car.
Yeah.
Because... It's like evidence.
Yeah.
At this point,
if
I was
anyone
like,
finds the car, then they'll know that she got in a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, okay, so what are they going to think when you take it to the shop to get it fixed?
Yeah, right. And she had like a giant goose egg on her
yeah.
head. Anyway, Dylan shows up and mm-hmm. sort of thwarts the plan.
Because it sounded like she was going to leave Faith there.
Oh, yeah, she was going to like, leave her alone.
She was going to leave her alone. And,
oh,
she, and Faith is how old? Supposedly, like 8?
I'd say 7 or 8. Yeah.
So maybe on the cusp.
I'd say probably too young during a snowstorm when there was no electricity. I don't know. That was kind of...
For this child, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
child would have been
yeah.
able to handle it.
Sure.
Just saying.
I remember handling it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Faith, no way.
Faith can't do anything.
She would have burned down the house.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Dylan comes over to because he sees the car.
Oh, that's right.
And... follows the footprints or whatever.
I don't know, but he... He knew there was a damsel in distress, mm-hmm. and he had to rectify it.
Well, and they're setting up
yeah.
Dylan and Sharon to be a couple.
Oh,
clearly.
Totally. And I have said this for a long time, that I think that they would work really well.
I think so,
And
yeah.
now that Dylan is also a Newman, right? Well, sort of a Newman. Nikki's son.
He's a, yeah.
Whatever.
Once removed Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had all the other Newman
all
men.
The other
it
Newman
only makes sense.
Might. Yeah, right.
So, he kind of comes in and says, well...
Let me help you out with that.
Yeah, let's not lie. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they end up going to the underground together, right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Or not the underground,
they
the
go
coffee
to the,
house.
They go to the coffee house, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember what the purpose was.
I can't remember. I think maybe they had heard about the collapse.
Maybe.
Somehow.
Craving for brownies.
Yeah, whatever.
And so they go and they see all the mayhem. And mm-hmm. Nick finally, and she's really upset. Nick is buried in the rubble. Then he's rescued.
Then he's saved. And then he saves others.
Back, because Dylan the whole time was like, Nick is a reasonable guy. He's
mm-hmm.
not going to get mad at you.
Right.
Just tell him the truth.
Yeah.
And then she gets there. She tells Nick the truth. And he explodes
and he freaks out at her.
Just
yeah.
like she said.
Yeah.
And then Dylan totally had her back and was mm-hmm. like, dude, chill out. There
yeah.
was a snowstorm.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. And then Nick apologized, which I thought was nice.
Yeah,
but,
unless
you know.
He was able to do that. But.
So yeah, I feel like Sharon and Dylan have been spending some good quality time together.
They're bonding.
And, you know, she likes a guy who saves her.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly needs somebody he can...
To save.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So it makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're a good couple.
Yeah.
Avery was too mature and independent.
Oh, far too independent. Yeah.
She has a job.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the only other thing left is, oh, let's talk about Nikki drinking.
Because
once she got out of the rubble and everyone...
Out of the rubble, hit the bottle.
Yeah, pretty much. they get home, they take
she
her
She hasn't
home.
Even, like, showered yet.
She hasn't showered. Victor's still missing. And she goes to her friend Vodka...
In front of everybody.
In front of everyone and pours a glass bigger than this one I'm drinking now and just guzzles it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And everybody's like, what are you doing?
And then go, oh, wait a minute. You don't have MS.
Yeah.
Flare-ups. You're just a drunk.
Yeah. Oh, and they're mean to her, too.
Yeah, they were very mean. Victoria was just like
classic
mean. It was awesome.
But I mean, she, you know, she was like,
with good
is
reason.
That
you
why you dropped
baby?
The baby?
Yeah.
And Nikki's like,
kind of.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Okay.
And that's like right when Victor walked in.
Right.
Covered in ash
mm-hmm.
and was like, no, I'm going to get you the help you need.
Right. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
You.
After I go to the hospital and bond with Jack, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, so where is she while he's in the hospital? Who's taking care of Nikki?
Nobody. Because they're all mad at her.
Vodka is taking care
Vodka
of her.
Vodka is taking care of her.
Hmm.
Good friend.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Do you think she'll go to rehab? What do you think?
No, I think that she'll
quit. And Neil will continue drinking? Or
that would be so great to have them continue drinking on the sly.
Because remember,
because she drinks when she's angry at Victor,
and he drinks basically when he's angry at his women.
Right. So yeah, I can see Nikki. You know, still being angry at Victor and, you know, but now she'll have to be even more clever about it because Victor's going to be watching her.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Victor, can't you just leave me alone? I'm just going to go take a bath. In vodka.
Okay, I'm checking my notes
checking
to see if there was anything like that. I was just.
You can possibly.
I have to say, Abby's shorts.
Oh, the worst.
Can I just say, like, she brings everybody up there to the snowy cabin,
mm-hmm.
and she's wearing these, like, Daisy Duke plaid shorts.
Yeah. See, now, I get that.
What?
No. Because that cabin, you know, over the course of the night, got so overheated with all those people and the fire going.
And the punch.
I would have been, and the punch, and I would have been, you know, running around in shorts, too.
Okay.
Not Daisy Dukes, because I have some pride.
Yeah.
They were
I just didn't think it was an appropriate winter outfit.
At least she wasn't dressed like a Cupid.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, I saw how ugly they were and then thought it could have been so much worse.
I mean, the outfit to me was way too young. I mean, if she's in her
way
late 20s,
see,
she was dressed like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, they were trying to age her down so that she fits in with
the
young
that makes
people.
Sense.
And then, you know, the young people are in these, you know, monochromatic kind of hipster
or
clothes.
Flannel
so,
shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. But I was like, what is with those shorts?
Yeah, they were awful.
And then the fact that, like, all this constant disaster was happening
mm-hmm.
all over town. It's like nobody ever went home and just, like, got a change of clothes.
Right.
Like, even when they were all...
Or even wash your face.
Yeah.
Go into the bathroom at Crimson Lights and wash the Smurf off your face.
Yeah.
Because it looks dumb.
I mean, Phyllis was in that red dress
mm-hmm.
for days.
Yes. And it wasn't... The dress itself wasn't smudge.
No, and her hair looked great.
And her hair looked fine.
Mostly
it was just her face.
Smoky makeup, right? Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I was like,
and Avery was all dusted out too.
Oh, it's true. Yeah,
you know, but
I just felt like at a point you run home or you mm-hmm. go get a change of clothing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the athletic club is
like
right down the street. You just go to the athletic
yes.
club and buy something there.
Which the athletic club made it through the disaster, too, I suppose.
Thank God.
Yes. But I kept thinking, like, an evening gown, like, mm-hmm. a strapless evening gown does not seem to be, like, what you should probably be wearing
well,
in a
know,
time
somebody,
where you need to be moving back and
yeah.
forth quickly.
Why didn't some guy give her a jacket
yes.
to wear over it?
I know.
You know. But apparently this was a hot snowstorm because... She was warm also.
It didn't make any sense because you had all mm-hmm. these people with bare skin showing and then other people wearing like scarves
right.
and hats.
And you know,
right?
brushing the snow off.
Themselves. Yeah, I was so confused.
Okay, that does not make sense at all.
I mean, even still, like when Sharon and when they're at the ranch and there's so much snow and
mm-hmm.
she crashes the car and then you're like at the coffee house and it doesn't seem like there's that much snow at
mm-hmm.
all. Is
no.
it even snowing? I'm not sure.
Well, again, it might just be a matter of the fact that we live in Portland.
Uh-huh.
And the impact of snow is so much greater.
Okay, yeah.
That, you know, if it snows 3 inches.
Oh, we're done.
2 inches of it come into the house with you.
Okay.
Because we don't know how to brush it off and there's no mud rooms
okay.
and, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just a product of that they're used to snow and it's no big whoop.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And here in Portland, we're just like paralyzed.
I know.
And we haven't had a good snow this year and it makes me sad.
Oh my gosh, we haven't had any snow.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Okay, yeah. All right,
so,
I think
that's
it.
I think that's it.
Okay, it was a long podcast, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of disaster.
Find us on Facebook, Young mm-hmm. and the Restless Recap, and let us know, why doesn't Jack remember?
Yeah.
I need to know.
And is Hillary pregnant this time? We keep wanting her to be pregnant. She never is.
Yeah. All right, see you next time.
Bye.